This week's legal issues in the news, Verity Winship takes a look at the Flint water crisis and what legal ramifications can come of it.
In April 2014, the mayor of Flint, Michigan, proposed a toast to Flint's drinking water, newly sourced from the Flint River. "It's regular, good, pure drinking water," said the mayor, "and it's right in our backyard." By 2016, no one was toasting Flint water. Residents had begun showing up to meetings carrying jugs of brown water and complaining about the color, taste, and smell of the water they had to drink. Over the years, several boil water notices were issued. A briefing document to the governor from early 2015 pointed to three reasons for bad, quote, aesthetics, unquote, of the water. One, the Flint River's water was hard. Two, the city's cast iron pipe system was 75 years old. And three, quote, Flint is old, unquote. The problem soon went beyond aesthetics. In September 2015, the city of Flint issued a lead advisory. It told residents about lead levels in drinking water after, quote, hearing concerns from the medical community, unquote. This sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. Children at risk, aging infrastructure. But there are some hurdles for using litigation to fix this problem and for using it to compensate those who have been harmed. One problem is that the potential defendants are public actors. They are the state of Michigan, government officials, or water districts. And in certain circumstances, legal rules protect government actors from liability and from being sued. The rules of sovereign immunity and officer immunity are complicated and vary by state. But generally, a government can't be sued for money damages in its own courts without its consent. So for suits against the government or government officials in Michigan, we have to know how much the state has agreed to be sued. The answer in Michigan, given by its statute and court cases, seems to be not much. The filed cases then have to look for creative ways to work around these protections for state actors. "We're zigging and zagging around government immunity," one of the plaintiff's lawyers reportedly said. So how do these lawsuits zig and zag? Some ask for action rather than money. The ACLU, Natural Resources Defense Council, and Concerned Pastors for Social Action sued in federal court. They argued that city and state officials violated the federal Safe Drinking Water Act. They didn't ask for money. Instead, they asked the court to order these officials to replace Flint's lead pipes. Another lawsuit tries to prevent the city from pursuing unpaid water bills or billing for Flint's undrinkable water. Suits that do ask for money raise relatively novel theories. One suit, brought as a class action on behalf of all the users of Flint water, alleges violation of the state constitution. It argues that residents were deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process, and that private property was taken for public use without just compensation. In some ways, these lawsuits are a reminder that a complicated problem gets a complicated response. That sometimes litigation's main role is as part of a bigger picture of pushing political actors to move. This is Verity Winship.
Legal Issues in the News can be heard every Monday morning at 7:45 on AM 580 and can be delivered directly to your smart device through will.illinois.edu.